Solar customers reach what is known as net metering when they've generated more electricity than they use and begin to send it back into the grid. There's been a lot of discussion over the last month about whether or not the city should continue to pay solar customers for that power and at what rate. Anyone who purchased solar prior to September 3rd had entered into a 30-year contract with the city of Reading to sell power back to the grid at a rate of 15 cents per kilowatt hour. But when the state changed the law, the Reading Electric Utility proposed doing away with the subsidy even for those already under contract. Last night, the City Council voted to maintain the current contracts and offer them to anyone who purchases solar prior to the end of the year. At that time, the state will begin mandating any new home construction include solar, and the city's trying to decide how to deal with those customers. Councilmember Kristen Schrader suggested that the subsidy's not fair to the 43,000 non-solar customers, and if it continues, at some time in the future, they would have to pay more.
When we have that conversation about what do we trust in our city council to do what we can to keep reliable rates as low as possible, I want to be remembered for saying that I think we're going in the wrong direction.
Erin Reznor told Schrader that while she agrees it's important to keep the rates as low as possible, she's more interested in honoring the existing contracts.
I think that it's more important for us as government and for our citizens to believe our word.
And there is still a citizen committee the council appointed last month to look into the issue. Their recommendation is expected by the end of the year, just in time for the new state solar laws to take effect. For North State Public Radio News, I'm Kelly Frost in Reading.